This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dude, we're funny. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. We're funny because DZ and I were just looking at the calendar going, wait, when's our next vacation?
When's the next time we get to go, like, not be here and relax?
Dude, we just got back.
Yeah, so?
And we love our jobs. And then you're
yeah,
like,
so?
And you were like, hey, Martin Luther King Day, we're going to have a little break. I'm like, yeah, hey, that'll break up January. That'll be nice.
A little in between, because it's like now the week is catching up to you from all the time you spent off. Everybody with kids knows. It's like that first week back, you're like, oh my God.
I know.
What's and going on? Next week will be fine.
It's
obviously.
Only been 4 days.
Yeah.
On Monday, I was like ground running, like, woo. On Tuesday, I was like, And by Wednesday, I was like, I need a nap.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I like to break a little bit more than I admit.
Thursday, it's like, okay, all right, Friday's tomorrow, baby.
Tomorrow, one more day.
Exactly.
We made it, you guys. We're almost through one full week. We can do this, okay?
If you ain't like this, you ain't normal.
Well, the best part about today is something very special is happening on the show at 7 a.m. this morning. We have a huge concert announcement along with concert tickets this morning. We're going to give away for the concert after we announce it. And let me just say, it is one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
It's like a triple weppa.
So be ready at 7 o'clock.
Sounds right.
For that big concert announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Bucks tickets as well today
to
go to a Bucks game.
We go double dip the champ.
Let's go. The question of the day coming up next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
How did you know you were in love? How? They're having this conversation on 90 Day Fiancé every day. Let's discuss.
Are they?
How do you know it's time to say I love you?
Yeah.
We've only known each other for a month.
Oh my gosh.
Each other a year and we don't say it. How do you know
how
it's
do you
time?
Know? When is it time?
And I'm like, hell if I know.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's, have you ever loved someone? When couples get together, they have those discussions.
Have you
ever been in love?
I'd hope so.
Some people say no.
And you got to respect those people that can say no. I've been in relationships but never been in love. Like that's a salute if you can acknowledge that in your life.
And you have the people who say, well, I don't really know what that is.
Yeah. Well, that means you probably have never experienced love.
Well, you're married. What do you think love is?
Yeah, well, I mean, love can be a myriad of things, but how do you know you're in love? How do you know it's time to say love you? For me, I guess it was more or less, you know, that them butterfly feelings, whether it's, you know, a kiss or a touch or an experience, right? Like when you have those feelings constantly for somebody, I would consider that more of like a
consistent. Have the feelings,
because those initial flutters are long and everlasting for everybody once you're first courting, but do you know they subside? side.
Yeah.
But then you get that touch on the shoulder, you know, a little grab around the waist, and you know, kiss on the cheek, a little Eskimo. And then you feel some, you just feel that little bubble inside.
Yeah.
You feel that long term, I consider that love, bro.
Yeah. I don't even know the answer anymore. That's how long I've been out of love.
That's okay.
Honest to God. Like, it's been so, I remember being in love.
Yeah.
But it was a totally different world. So I'm like, I don't know what being in love is like in 2026, if I could be quite honest with the dating world. It was different when I got married. You know, it was 2009.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about love with family, though. Because how do you know you love your babies?
Oh, it's not a... They came out and I was screaming, I love you! You're perfect! You came out of my body!
Another one!
Damn, I make you babies! No, I'm just kidding.
No, but in all seriousness, how do you know you love... Because your babies frustrate you. Okay. Our kids are annoying. You've got older boys, you know?
I would die for them. I would kill for them. Yep. And I would put them before myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me want to cry. That's how I know I love someone, is
that's
basically
parent.
I would
that's
take
love.
A bullet for someone. And I feel like it would be that way with love as well.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I would want to save you before me. And most people
nothing.
I don't want to save.
Nothing on this guy's green earth or whatever you believe Zen's earth that will stop me from protecting me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know how serious I can get when it comes to my family, bro. Like, let's just be real. I don't play them games.
I know.
if you want to meet Daniel, you can meet that guy.
But you're also a very loyal dude. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, this was another discussion on one of the shows I watched, was loyalty this week on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and how people don't give or give it, you know, and these things in relationships, and it affects love.
To me, loyalty is a translation of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty could be love in a non-romantic form or a non-familial form.
I feel like we're 100%. Loyal and we're not romantic.
I'm a loyal individual, bro. You know what I'm saying?
100%
like, when I've dedicated myself to something, someone, I am loyal to them people.
Right.
So I think that's a translation of love as well. I mean, bro, we pop out of here. I'm like, all right, dog, love you.
Love you.
Love, fam,
every
peace.
Day. If you
every
don't
day.
Say it, I'm going to yell at you.
I tell people I love them when I love them, right?
How do you guys know you're in love? 414-533-1037. Screw it. Let's ask the callers. Let's go to the phones. You can text or call that number.
Who are you trying to hit?
Let's hit one. Ooh. Why not? Hi, Kiss FM. Good morning. Who's
this? Jinx.
Double Jinx. Autumn in New Berlin.
Hey, Autumn. Neighbor.
Hey, neighbor.
Let's get you right. Let's get you right.
I don't really know
her.
I just live near her.
I mean, she got a song.
I mean, I might know her. I probably pass her and pick and save.
Possible.
She said possible.
All right. So, Autumn in New Berlin, how do you know you're in love? Seriously.
I would say, like DZ, the butterflies. And then when that person texts you or calls you, you get that feeling like...
But wait. Okay, then I have a question.
Sometimes that feeling is annoyance, too. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Let's be honest. Come on, Autumn. Don't lie. But sometimes you're like, dang.
Can we back up, though, with all the...
Leave me alone for a minute.
Yep.
The situationships now. DZ, you and I have talked about butterflies sometimes nowadays are adrenaline and not butterflies. And can you explain that to the class?
But that's more of like the infatuation. That's the rush. That's the beginning.
That's a lot of people today.
We're talking about long term. That's crazy, right? That's crazy aside, right? Like, people get too animated and too inspired, and you think you're having a good time with somebody and you don't think long term. This is, Autumn's talking about long term butterflies, the extended butterflies.
Oh.
When they turn into bird wings.
What does that mean? Like, later on?
Me and my wife were talking about this just the other day. My wife, Erin, we've been married for like 50 years, right?
100%.
Let's be honest.
Feels that way.
We got married in 2016, right? So when we talked about this the other day, I was like, listen, baby, I still get this weird sensation when you put your arms around me, when you walk, you know what I'm saying? Stop doing all that, because you're going to make me say on too. But me and my wife recently talked about those butterflies. It's like, it's touch aside, right? Like, intimacy put aside.
Exactly.
It's just when you see somebody and that triggers that, like, ooh,
I like them.
When you get the goosies around, a little goosebumps, a little chill
down
the spine.
That's cool that you guys still get those.
That's the point.
Because you've been through it all. You've seen each other at your worst.
Hell and back,
I mean, your wife almost died.
I swear to God, we lost a baby and almost lost my wife in the same suite. Bro.
You've had kids. It doesn't get much more intimate than that. Once you've had a kid with somebody, you've seen everything.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is. So
we've done too many things to count, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, at this rate, that is my number one, regardless. Mm-hmm. And those babies are part of that number one, right? The babies, the family we created, them butterflies come as a package deal. Nothing stops that.
Well, you guys are all saying butterflies, you and Autumn in New Berlin, and we're going to find out what everybody else says. Thank you for calling, Autumn. Hey, love you.
Love you, too. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, 414-533-1037. You can call or text that number. How do you know you're in love? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, how do you know you're in love? It's really confusing for a lot of people. People never want to say it, or they say it too soon.
Nobody wants to say it first.
No, Steven and Muskego texted in and said, I know I'm in love when they say, listen to Allie and DZ in the morning.
Hey, listen to Allie and DZ so you know it's real.
Okay, go to Bree and Dousman. Let's see what she has to say about love this morning.
Morning, Bree.
Hey, Bree.
Good morning.
How do you know you're in love?
I feel that, like, when you, like, can't picture your life without this person or, like, your friends, too. Like, I always tell my husband, like, I don't always like you, but I always love you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because even through, like, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
My husband.
Even through, like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like, I still want him in my life. I can't go, like, you know,
it's
forever
family.
Without
you. Yeah. It's like my sisters. Yeah, like,
and that's dependency aside, right? Because we are independent people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not speaking for Bree, obviously. But if the world halted and I was by myself for whatever random reason, I'd survive. Me and my wife have also talked about this. But if I had a choice, hell no, I ain't doing this life without you. What's wrong with you? You better sit down.
Totally. Totally. Right. It's a choice. Absolutely.
And I feel like it's like, even with friends, like, you want those people in your life for your, like, your big moments, like your weddings, your kids, like your kids' concerts, like whatever.
Hell no, we ain't doing this life with you.
I
sit
never
down.
Thought about it like that, but I see what you're saying. When you want someone in your life and you can't have, that's true.
When you're willing to fight to not lose them, that take that bullet, whether is metaphorical or literal some days.
Literal, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's love.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, when you still want him around, you still want to spend time with him. I remember that feeling. I just haven't had it in a long time.
You just have to not confuse it with that deep state of, like, need where people become dependent and can't function without him. Because it's like, you can function without somebody. Let's all be real. This is aside from addiction of personality and love.
You should be able to function alone.
Love bombing, all that craziness. Yeah. No, this is going, like, our day-to-day is good, right? Is it great? Not every day.
No.
But I love you so much that this is the life that I chose and continue to choose daily.
The reason relationships are hard is because you have to push through the problems. And I don't want those.
Yep.
That's why I'm single.
I don't want no problems.
Anyway, I got enough problems. All right, thanks for calling, Bree.
Thanks.
Appreciate
you.
You too.
I'm just saying, DZ, every time my dating ad's on, I got 12 more problems than I had when I started. And it's like, what's the point, man?
Yeah,
you want love, you want to be loved, and then after enough, you go, I'm done, man.
When the point's bigger than the pain, you push past that point.
Mm-hmm.
When the point is bigger than the pain, you push past that point.
Can you say that a few more times because it's not registering?
When the point is bigger than
fine.
Next call.
No, thanks. Let's
you want me to say it in Spanish?
Yes, actually. Let's go to Sue in Reeseville.
Sue, what it do?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how you doing?
Well,
good to hear from
we're
you.
Talking about love, because DZ's in love with his wife, obviously. I haven't
love
been in love in
too.
A long time.
You love your children.
I love my children.
You love
but
your
as
family.
Far as romantic love?
Romantic love.
It's been a few years,
I know
least.
You're speaking romantically,
yeah,
for sure.
For sure. What do you think, Sue? How do you know you're in love?
Well, I've been in love with my husband for 33 years.
Ooh. How do you stay in love, then? This should be the better question for you.
I was going to say, sounds stale. What do you do to keep that alive?
Stop it, girl. She said, stale?
No, really.
Come
how
on.
Do you keep it alive?
Stop.
You talk about everything that you can.
Everything.
And don't judge.
Everything. Ooh.
I was going to say there, and I always assume when I see couples married that long, like, you don't know what they've been through. Just because they've been married 30 years doesn't mean
you have
no
idea what their life experience is.
They pushed through some of the things you wouldn't have pushed through.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what makes people stronger.
Your deal breaker might not be somebody else's,
100%.
Right? And you don't know what people's lives are, what their choices might be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you listen and you don't judge. Sue, I love it. She said for 30 some years, you listen and you don't judge.
Like the woman who slept with my husband. People think she loves her husband.
We judge that one. Nah, we judge that one, dog.
Okay.
Nah.
Nobody knows she cheated on him, but us.
We judge that one. That's you wild, bro.
Yep.
You wild.
Shots fired. Okay, bye, Sue. Have a good day.
Much love, Sue. Bye. She brought a valuable point.
She did.
You know?
She really did. She's like you. She's a lifer.
Yeah.
She's stuck.
Lifer.
I mean, you know.
I wouldn't say stuck, but
no,
yeah,
you're
lifers.
Stuck. She can't leave Aaron.
That's not stuck. It's the life you continue to choose.
You choose.
Because she could choose to leave me any single day. I could choose to leave her any single day, but we don't. It's not stuck. It's a choice.
And at least
that's
you
where
make
we want to be, right?
Yeah.
It's stuck when you don't want to be there.
That's true.
You feel me?
That's true.
Not stuck.
Last but not least, she got married last year, and she announced she's pregnant on this show.
Ooh.
Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas. She better have an answer.
I know she's in love. A lot of love right now, dog. What?
With her Honduran man.
Hey, hey, hey.
About to find me a Honduran man when I go on my cruise.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
So. And then you jumped.
He might have a cousin.
That one. I was cracking up about your husband and the. Oh my God, Allie.
Oh,
you're hilarious.
Oh, you mean when Está I brought loca. Up the woman that slept with my husband who already had a husband?
Está loca. She's crazy.
Still with her husband to this day. And people, like I said, you don't know what people have been through.
Oh, she's still with her husband.
I have no. Actually, I don't.
You don't know.
I don't know that, actually. She could be divorced for all I know. But I'm saying, you know, you just don't know what couples go through, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No,
that's
definitely.
All I'm saying.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I definitely, like, I told you guys, there's way to off the air. There's way to spread love right now. You know, I'm emotional lately, you know, with these baby in here.
Yeah.
She's got the hormones up in her body.
I was watching reels at 3 a.m. I was crying.
She's
like,
watching reels?
Crying watching reels at 3 a.m. Prego ego. Yes.
Is that how you knew you were pregnant or in love, though?
Which part?
Good question, good question.
Ariana.
So obviously you guys know I'm in love with my husband.
Right.
Like, he still gives me butterflies to this day. There's way, like you said, show love to my kids, right? Mm-hmm. I would die for them. I will kill for them, like you said, Allie.
Totally.
But there's also, like, way to show love, like, to my friends, because right away when I found out I was pregnant, I told my closest people, and you guys were one of them. Like, I said, Allie, and then DJ. So, like, I do love you guys. Like, you guys are, like, a part of me, and I want to keep you guys a part of my life.
Aww.
And also, like,
Ariana,
yeah, so that's
you're
why
killing me. I mean, now I'm going to be crying. Go on. Sorry, go on.
No, and, like, how people are spreading love and peace and joy in the world. That's why I was crying, because I was seeing the videos of these monks walking with a dog, like, from Texas to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and they're just spreading the peace. They're literally just doing a little peace in the world kind of, like, protest kind of thing, like, mm-hmm. where it's just, like, we want peace and love in the world, and they're spreading all that just with themselves, with their dog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So spreading world, like, you know, that peace and love to the world. So
Ariana's so pregnant. She was crying to monks walking to D.C. with a dog.
So pregnant.
She's so pregnant.
So pregnant.
But we
right
love
now.
You.
Yes,
we love
girl.
You so much.
She's like, oh, my God, they're walking.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today somebody got an expensive gift and they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You can give me as many expensive gifts as you want. I'm not uncomfortable.
Pete, Allie and DZ, over the holidays, a friend of mine stopped by over during our family Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
saying they wanted to bring me a present.
Nice.
I consider her a good friend, but we hadn't talked about exchanging gifts or had really seen each other too recently. Long story short, she came over and gifted me a $300+ bag. I was not expecting that. I was a little taken back. I hadn't had a gift to give her back. My family was surprised as well, to say the least. I'm not really sure how to address the gift or the current situation. One of my siblings thinks she's trying to shoot her shot. I don't want things to get weird, but I still haven't given her anything as a gift back, only a thank you in the moment.
Mm.
What do I do?
Awkward! What do you mean, what do you do? You say, we're not friends anymore, I gotta go by. What do you think,
have
DZ?
You, okay, I guess my question is, have you ever been given something really, really, really expensive? Because I've received a super expensive gift from a friend of mine. A gift
really?
I still haven't used to this day. You've,
like,
seen this gift.
What is it?
So it was a tech gift, right?
Uh-huh.
A dear friend of ours, Stevie, right? Me and my wife, she stood in our wedding, mm-hmm. right? Whatever, was one of our bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
She, at one point, was working for, like, some shipping company as, like, a third-person shipper, right? She received a shipment that never received a label. She mm-hmm. contacted the company and was like, hey, I got this iPad that I'm supposed to ship out. They never hit her up.
Yeah.
She looked at me and went, hey, DZ, I don't need this iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you getting into radio, you doing your thing, you gonna need some tech, maybe an iPad would help. And I went, what?
She gave it to you?
But she didn't pay for it. No, she didn't pay for it,
so
obviously.
That's different.
But she gifted me something really expensive, and I was like, oh my God, I got nothing to give you. Like, I felt crazy, and I was like,
but
dude, like, this is wild.
You shouldn't be keeping track with friends,
you're,
right?
And you're not keeping track back with friends,
yeah,
right? But what I'm saying is it could be as simple as they appreciate and value you so much mm-hmm. that they wanted to give you something they think you'd like.
Mm.
Don't know if you're into purses. Do you know? Clearly a $300 bag, dog.
Yeah. hello.
I'll
take a $300 bag.
I would assume that's more of a romantic move. You know, we're talking about love.
You can also
love.
Give me a fake one.
You know, talk about love, though. It's like that's something you get. A $300 expense is something you get for somebody you really, really,
yeah,
really care
that's
about.
That's not for a rant. That's not even my best friend. I'm not spending $300 on.
I'm sorry. Love you, dog.
No,
but I'm not getting you no $300
bag. I'm not getting you a $300 gift.
I think that is more on the romantic end. Whatever sibling said, yo, they might be shooting a shot.
I think so. I gotta
wonder, because otherwise, without a forehand, you know, a warning, I'm bringing you this gift, and just getting dropped to $300, maybe they had a fight if they got a girl or an ex or something, and they want to mm-hmm. be petty, so they gifted it to you rather than gifting it to who it was planned for.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money.
Well, listen, I think that the person is probably in love with him, okay, right? Because this is a girl that gave a guy a gift?
No, two young ladies.
Oh, two young ladies. A girl gave the girl. It's always a twist with you with these lesbian couples. Every time I'm like, oh, it's a dude. You're like, no, it's a woman.
It says the whole time.
Yeah, I, you know, that goes right over my head, dude.
I hear you.
I'm listening to the core problem here. The two people. I don't care what their gender is.
I hear you. You know, it's two young ladies.
I'm like, they're in a relationship. But they're mm-hmm. not.
They're just friends. They're just friends, dog. So how do you say, my friend gave me a $300 gift?
You just reminded me of when my friend, I won't even say her name. This girl I was friends with when I lived in Albuquerque
mm-hmm.
would like buy me like Tiffany bracelets and stuff. And
my
other friends would be like, she's in love with you. And I'd be like, do you think?
You think she was in love with you?
No, you're just my best friend.
See, and some people do love to give
That's
gifts.
That's what I'm saying. If
you've got a great job and you like to shower your friends with presents, but it doesn't sound like you guys had this planned. Obviously, you said you weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
There was no exchange. Now you're thinking, I got to get you a $300 gift back?
No way.
No way.
Mm-mm.
I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't want to keep the bag. I wouldn't want to keep that on my conscience, because now I feel weird about seeing you any other time I see you.
Somebody said maybe the bag was on sale and it wasn't actually that price.
What if it... Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. What if it was a fake one, or like you said, like the iPad that your friend gave you, she didn't pay for that.
Are things non-returnable? Like if you buy like an expensive designer or something, like if you get like a
How the hell would I know? Do I look like I buy Gucci bags?
Yeah. I'll see you with a Gucci bag. Somebody might buy you a
fake one
bag.
I got in Chinatown. Leave me alone, dude. Put it on the back of the guy's car the other day. It's at 76th and Oklahoma. I'm kidding.
I used to stay over there.
No, but really. Okay, so no, but seriously. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I think addressing this is as simple as, hey, I can't keep this.
Yeah.
I think you give it back. I think in this scenario, this is way too much of a present for you to not understand why they gave it to you, and you have no idea why they gave it to you. Unless you're going to ask, why did you give me such an expensive gift? You can't keep that present. Personal opinion.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All. That's my advice.
All right. What do you guys think she should do? Her friend got her a $300 bag, and now she's like, people think, oh, your friend's in love with you. You got to, and she's like, this is awkward.
Big awkward.
Okay. We have a big concert announcement. I'm so excited to do this right now. We've been waiting till 7 o'clock to announce it, because we have tickets also this hour on the show.
Just a little bit.
Oh, this is so exciting. You ready for this, DZ? He's coming to town. Bruno Mars! He's coming to Chicago.
You heard it. BM in the Midwest.
Hey! Oh my God, I'm so excited about this.
All of these live? What?
Bruno Mars. We're giving you tickets. He's coming to Soldier Field, and you ready for this? Guess who's going to be with him?
Ooh.
Leon Thomas, who sings Mutt. Yeah. So Bruno Mars, we already know he announced that he dropped a new album, which I was so excited about. It's been 10 years. You know that?
It's been 10 years
in the making or something like that, Bruno Mars' new album.
Jeez.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, we're ready for a new Bruno album. So he dropped an album, he's going on tour, and he's going to be at Soldier Field on Saturday, May 16th. So we're going to have your tickets this hour.
Man's doesn't miss.
Before 8 o'clock to go see Bruno. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen this guy at Summerfest. Best show. One of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, take it from the go, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for real. Like,
one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
You got to see him live.
Bruno is a concert.
Fair.
And it's awesome.
So them tickets coming up this hour.
Little bit.
Hold on.
Bruno Mars coming to Soldier Field. Okay. Back to what would DZ do? Give some advice right now. 414-533-1037. Her friend bought her a $300 bag, and everyone thinks she's in love with her.
I think she's in love with you.
What should we
At
do?
Least gotta ask.
We'll talk about it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
We just announced Bruno Mars is coming to Chicago at Soldier Field in May, and we've got your tickets this hour, so hold on.
Yeah.
All right, but first we're talking about What Would DZ Do? Her friend bought her a $300 bag.
300 plus, apparently, and mm-hmm. wasn't expecting it. Hadn't talked about gift exchange, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. One of the siblings goes, I think they're into you, and I kind of agree.
It's weird.
Best thing to do is give the gift back, in my opinion, because you don't want to tarnish anything, right? You don't want to make it weird, and if they were trying to get it to you to maybe shoot their shot, and you don't want that shot,
well, Dave,
you gotta block it.
Dave from Milwaukee texted in. He said if it makes her uncomfortable, then she should confront her friend, but it could cause an issue.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the friend didn't pay for it, he says, in his opinion, there's no harm, no foul. Kind of like when you got something
for free,
an iPad, and you get, I don't think that's a big deal. But if you go out and buy, like, I literally got
don't
multiple.
Buy me none.
I got a Tiffany bracelet. I can't believe I didn't remember this till we were mid this topic, and a Tiffany necklace from a girl I was friends with.
It'd be unlocking memories sometimes.
And I'm telling you, the other girlfriends around us were like, weird.
Very weird.
They're like, she's buying you Tiffany stuff. I'm like, so?
She's courting you.
Like, it's great. I love it.
They were just salty. They wasn't getting no Tiffany nothings.
You're probably right. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's start with Amber in Milwaukee this morning.
Oh, snap. We're going to go crazy.
Yep. Hi, Amber.
Amber, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm going to have to disagree with you, DZ.
Oh, excuse you?
What?
Not for real, what else?
As far as, you know, giving it back or anything like that, look, it's Christmas. When you get a Christmas gift, you're supposed to be grateful.
True.
You don't know how that person bought it. You don't know if they had an extra one lying around. You don't
it's
know
a re-gift.
If they,
well,
got
they got it gifted and
yeah.
they didn't want it.
They do say that re-gifting is much more accepted. People are much more okay with it now because we've all gotten so many things we don't need or want. So now re-gifting is actually socially acceptable. Before it was like looked down upon, like, shh, don't tell.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
re-gifted.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
right.
it's okay if you re-gifted because
okay.
we're not being wasteful.
So, like, take the gift, be grateful, and then turn around and give them what something you can afford.
Okay. So it's not about the amount. It's just about... So, see, but then how do you make yourself comfortable, Amber, when you're already going, I don't know, this is so expensive, it was unexpected. How do you at least find out? You can't just up and ask. You're going to sound ungrateful to go, hey, did you pay for this? Hey, why did you give me this? Any question you ask is going to make you...
Counseling? I got to go to therapy with my friend?
For a $300 bag?
You gotta learn to accept things.
Okay.
And not question.
It is what it is.
Ooh,
like
she
my
said,
husband says all the time.
I hate that line. My friends and I always do that. When we get together, my high school friends, that's our joke.
It is what it is.
That's our joke that nothing changes.
The world done blessed you, take it. That's like finding $100 on the ground. The world done blessed you, take it.
We joke about it in the negative sense, though. When things go bad, people go, it is what it is.
But why not use it in the positive sense?
Yeah,
it is
totally.
What you got a $300
bag.
Very
worst case scenario, if she's uncomfortable keeping it, resell it, then turn around and get her a gift.
Is anyone going to talk about she's uncomfortable because it's really just inappropriate that you bought your friend a $300 gift? Just socially, I feel like it's like a social skill. It's weird.
If it's purchased.
Right?
And that's why it's so out of pocket for us. If it's purchased. We don't know how it came.
I bought a guy friend of mine a $500 gift.
Oh, what? Were you in love with him?
Right.
No.
Liar.
What'd you buy him?
Liar. Really good friend.
What'd you buy him?
An Xbox Series X.
She's in love.
Wow.
Why? Why did you spend $500? Just
because? Because, like, he was a really, really, really close friend, and he was an awesome guy.
Okay, and you just wanted to do some good in the world, so you bought him an Xbox?
Right.
Okay, the Allie trust meter is going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I mean,
had no feelings? I'm blown away by that. That's, well, I want to be your
Me and Allie going,
I want to be your friend, Amber.
Right, come on, girl. You better get you a theme song.
Let's be friends. Call every day.
We're going to count today as day four. Talk to you tomorrow.
I like Xbox.
Hey, have a good day.
Bye, Amber. Talk to you soon.
She's like, no.
She was like, y'all ripping, bro. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
No, I love Amber.
Let's go to
Amber.
Ebony in Milwaukee. Yes, our girl.
Ooh, speaking of theme songs.
Mm-hmm. Called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song.
Ebony.
Good morning, baby.
Hi.
What up, dog?
Dave texted in, Dave Patrick, and said, nah, I say thank you and enjoy that purse, baby.
A lot of people, Amber said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, not run, take it and enjoy
but
it.
But y'all know what? Y'all know what? I'm here. I'm here to
what
put
do you
y'all
say?
On.
What do you say?
Okay. I mean, I am the type of person that I want to see everybody around me in a mansion before me. I want to see them with their dreams before me. I want them to have nothing but the best. So me... Okay. I mean, I don't have no kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I pay my bills. I got my extra. I got my savings. So it's like, when it comes around for me to gift my people, I don't sidestep.
She
because
takes
it's
care
like,
of them,
I want you to see that whether if it's it's material wise or showing up or go or making sure that you got what you need.
It's affection. Right. Remember how we talked about I buy people things? That's one of my affection things.
Exactly. $300 worth?
No. Only for myself.
In a sense, right. So in a sense, DZ, to touch what you were saying, saying that, oh, well, they're probably in love with them. Yeah, you're right. I am totally in love with all of my friends.
But it's not romance. But it's not romance.
But that doesn't technically mean that it's romantic. Wow. Maybe she just had the money and said, you know what? I'm going to look out for my girl. I'm going to spend some money.
My friend will like this.
Well, Amanda and Racine texted in, our girl turned down for what? She said, everyone's overthinking this. Maybe the friend didn't buy the purse in the first place. Maybe she re-gifted the purse.
That's what I was wondering.
Right?
If you don't like the person, you go, oh, but my friend will. Here, lob up to the homie.
You're like, okay, you don't want it? I know somebody that do.
Boop. Heather, let me take a seat, because you guys are making sense.
I mean, Ebony is onto something. Heather V from Racine said, I bought my best friend a $270 Dooney & Burke tote purse that I had got on sale for $99. That's the only way I buy designer purses, if they're $100 or less, and I figured she needed something nice, too. Okay, but so you got her a $300 purse, but you only spent $100, which feels appropriate, Heather.
Okay.
See,
but
we need to apologize to Amber, because we just need better friends to buy us
Apparently,
Xboxes.
Clearly, we
don't got the right people in our lives.
One of my friends moved over the summer, and I had watched her struggle to put her house together, get her kids, everything.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed that was missing, without her needing to say anything, was just a couch.
Just a couch.
So I was like, you know what? If this girl, I call her, she comes. If I need her for anything,
ride or die.
She's gonna make it happen.
Ride or
die.
Like,
I'm gonna get her a couch. Did you go on the Milwaukee County Trail and find the one I found on the trail that day, or did you buy her a new one?
Stop it.
No. But you know, I bought her a couch, and ever since then, I mean. It just makes her day.
But hold on.
It makes her day.
Hold on, Ebony. And then what's beautiful about this story is you bought her a couch, but she put just as much into you over time, you know, monetary-wise or emotionally or whatever.
Nothing to the friendship I have with her.
Who's to say that this friend hasn't done so much for you or for them that they're like, hey, I want to show you in a $300 bag sense.
Yes. And Big Lots is still open, and they sell couches, so I support this very much.
You know what? We better buy somebody a couch and a purse today, bro. We got to be better friends, bro.
How exciting. Did you hear we announced a big concert announcement this morning?
If you missed it, you missed it, and you ain't gonna tell you. Nope.
Yes, we are. Stop it. Bruno Mars. He's dropping a new album.
Yep.
He's dropping a new tour.
Yep.
And it's been like 10 years, so this is a big deal that Bruno Mars, these are the people we wait to come back.
Low-key, Bruno is one of them artists where you're like, yeah, he puts out great music.
It's
be vibing.
Dude, I saw him at Summerfest. I wish I could remember the year. You know, it was but right before COVID, probably.
Okay.
It's probably 2019-ish.
Fair, okay.
I would say.
Word.
And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life, because it's just one, you're up dancing. It's like Pitbull.
You move.
You're up dancing
the
whole time.
I was going to say, you compare it to a Pitbull type.
You know every single concert.
Yep, you know all them jams.
Even the slow one, like, you know, Versace, you're like, ooh, Versace. Even the slow songs, everybody's up.
You could go down
Versace
the list
on the floor.
And you somehow are moving and grooving regardless of it's at a high BPM or a low BPM. That man makes music that just moves you.
So
we got tickets too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not yet. After morning, because he's coming to Soldier Field. So, we're going to send you to see him. And then we also have tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks.
That part, baby.
Not only do we love, but DZ works for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's your side hustle.
I'm an in-game host, you know what I'm saying? I be in there hyping the crowd up. When you see people saying, let's go Bucks, it's because they tell me to tell y'all to say it.
I get messages from people, and they're like, hey, tell DZ I saw him. I'm like, you tell DZ.
You tell DZ.
They're like, hey, here's a picture of me. And DZ,
send it to DZ.
I'm like, you know, he's on Instagram too, you know.
Soy me, DZ. I mean, whatever.
So Bruno Mars, he's back. We could not be more excited about it. And we're going to send you to see him after Am I the Jerk, which is coming up next. And this one involves, ironically, basketball.
We're playing basketball.
Yeah. A listener wrote in and she wants to know if she's the jerk for something that happened when they were at a Bucks Bowl Bulls game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a good one.
The one here or the one there?
I'll tell you next.
All right, say less.
Hold on.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so this one involves a basketball game. I don't think we've ever had an Am I the Jerk that involved a sporting event like this.
Nah, I mean, we've had
sports. Not that I can remember.
Right, we've had sports, obviously, but not a basketball game.
All right. Well, this is really funny. Brianne from Kenosha, she says her name, so shout out Brianne.
What up, Brianne?
She says, in honor of the Bucks giveaway this week.
Okay, we see you.
I thought this would be a good Am I the Jerk. Good thinking. You could be a producer, Brianne.
We hiring, what up? Apply.
So, Brianne wants to know if they're the jerks or something that happened with a Bulls fan.
Okay.
She says, Allie and DZ, and we are giving away Bucks tickets, so hold on. A couple weeks ago, me, my husband, and our 14-month-old son.
14-month-old?
Yes.
Baby.
Went to Chicago to watch the Bucks play the Bulls. And naturally, we were not welcomed with open arms from the Chicago fans.
You went into enemy territory.
There was this one fan in particular that was extra obnoxious throughout the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the game, when it became apparent that we were going to win... Mm-hmm. Sucker.
Before or after the windmill?
the fan became increasingly belligerent and was essentially indirectly cussing us out for simply existing while wearing Bucks jerseys.
Indirectly? Okay.
What? Says, I was so fed up with his language that I turned around and said, my God, do you hear yourself? Grow up. Well, this, of course, set him off and made things worse.
He was looking for it. Yeah, he was waiting for somebody.
This guy's got an ego.
Yep.
He says, this is what she says, we just walked away, but my husband said I should have just left it alone and kept my mouth shut. Yeah, because he's got to fight now.
Just ignored him, right? Right? Because now he got to throw hands, maybe. You
I always say this. Women always run their mouths, and then the dude's got to fight.
Yep.
I've been in this scene too many times. Okay, so anyway, my husband said I should have just left it alone and kept my mouth shut. I've told this story to a couple of people, and half of them think I should have said more to defend us, and the other half think I should have been expected that going to Chicago, so I should have known to know from our brilliant listeners. So she said, so I need to know from the brilliant listeners, am I the jerk for saying something to this obnoxious Bulls fan?
See,
Brianne from Kenosha.
How were they indirectly attacking you, right? Because if they were just talking trash and going, oh man, these Milwaukee fans, blah, 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 then let that man talk. They lost the game and they feel some type of way. Right, what's indirect?
Indirectly cussing someone out is staring forward, yet talking loud enough. You don't have the guts to just look them in the face and say it. So you're shouting it out while they're next to you or behind you or in front of you, like a lot of people at sports games do. They don't get in their face. They just go,
forget all these Milwaukee.
Suck.
Yeah, sure.
The Bulls suck. Yeah. Over and over and over. And eventually she's like, I turn around and I go, do you hear yourself? Like, grow up. She said they're not even saying anything back.
That's part of a sporting event though, right? Fans will razz other fans. That is the experience when you go to a game, whether you're at your home.
You don't have to get harassed. Or you're,
no, it's not harassment. And if you felt harassed, then by all means, turn around and say something. Mm-hmm. But unless they were saying, man, forget these Milwaukee fans in that row with the 14-month-old baby. you might have just could have let
Stop
it slide
sticking up
off
for them because you grew up near Chicago, dude. Whatever.
Not sticking up for them whatsoever because
fans.
I grew up not
up with the Bucks fans.
100%. But what I'm saying is, as to take the Bulls and the Bucks out of it, you're in any enemy territory, you're going to get razzed by that home team.
Agree, but I do not. I think there's a line and a boundary, and it sounds like she was like, we've crossed the boundary at this point.
Did we?
Why do I have to? So
if he was in your face, yes, that's the boundary crossed.
If someone's cussing at me and I'm just sitting there saying nothing, it's on. Now you want to start something.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
There's ways to cheer for your team and not be offensive.
I guess it's just the way it was elaborated on. It didn't feel like they were saying anything directly to you. And if nothing's being directed at me.
Well, that's just the you're too scared to say it to their face. Like, oh, you're so tough. I'm going to scream it. And they're right in front of me.
Then they're too scared to do something.
Yeah.
Right? So let them.
So you buy tickets to a game. You got to listen to somebody cussing at you the whole time. That's going to, you're going to, I'd be, that'd set me off too. I'd be like, dude, just shut up.
If if you've internalized it and feel like they're cursing at you, then yeah, you should say something. Mm-hmm. Not the jerk.
Well, I don't think they internalize it. I think he's going off on the Bucks fans. We know that.
Oh, well, we know that. She said that.
Yeah, we know it's directed at them. It's not a question.
It's not a question. It's directed at any other
She's
Bucks fan in the area, too.
Because they weren't looking them in the eye and doing it. They're just sitting next to them being obnoxious. Okay, so are they the jerk for saying something to the Bulls fans? She wants to know. Her husband said she shouldn't have said anything.
Sure.
She feels like she should have said more.
I mean, some people definitely would have gone in, bro. You start that fight, you want to finish that fight.
They go to a Bucks-Bulls game, and she says towards the end, it just became apparent we were going to win, and they became increasingly belligerent and directly cussing us out for simply existing while wearing Bucks jerseys.
They were mad because they was losing.
Yeah, exactly.
If you talk trash back, not the jerk.
Well, you didn't have to because you were winning. You were like, okay.
You always got to talk trash back, winning or not.
You're like, I'm better than you.
Sorry, no. You always got to talk trash back, dog.
No.
Yeah.
No, it depends on the situation. That's another argument.
If I'm in the stands and a fan is talking trash to me, I'm going to talk trash back. I'm going to turn around and not go, what's wrong with you? Grow up. I'm going to go, you like that score, baby? You like that score?
So she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Okay. Brianne from Kenosha wants to know, is she the jerk for saying something to these Bulls fans? We'll talk to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Brianne from Kenosha wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for saying something to the obnoxious Bulls fan. Her and her husband went to a game with their 14-month-old son.
Enemy territory.
In Chicago, and as the Bucks began to slowly win and win and win, the Bulls fan got more and more mad and was, she said, increasingly belligerent, essentially indirectly cussing them out for simply existing while wearing Bucks jerseys. So she said something, and her husband's like, you shouldn't have said something. Okay, is she the jerk for saying something? Let's go to Clayton and his daughter in Lake Mills.
Clayton and the baby.
Hi, Clayton.
Hello, hello. I have to give a shout out to Happy New Year's and belated Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Okay.
Grandpa, you too,
Merry
man.
Merry Christmas. We're long moved on from that, okay, Clayton?
We in 26, man, and we figuring out this amount of jerk.
I haven't been on the show for a while, but yes,
heard,
I'm going to say, like you said, the jerk.
Ooh, jerk for saying
you
something?
You agree with DZ. Come on.
I said not
yeah,
the jerk.
A little bit. I mean, I've been to a lot of sports games. You're going to get fans that say anything, go in your face,
I
punch,
agree.
Swing, you know,
there's a
I've
line.
Seen it all.
I'm sitting there with my baby for 2 hours, and you won't still are going at me? Now it's on,
you
dude.
Gotta
I'm coming for you.
You gotta clap back. Now you say, hey, be nice. Yeah. That's weird. You gotta clap back and match that energy, bro. We winning. What's up? What's
You're
up?
You're saying that when she said, my God, do you hear yourself grow up? She should have been like more profane.
She should have been more profane, yeah.
But you guys, fans are gonna be fans. They're gonna hoot and holler, and they're gonna hoot and holler. And like you say, you gotta fire right back and say, what's up, man? What's up there, people?
Well, you see all the dumb stuff people do when they're drunk that they would. They act even worse than they would normally
on top
act,
of that,
which is
right?
not helping the situation.
Exactly.
So anyway.
So you can't expect him to tone it down.
Typical fans. They're being typical fans of hooting and hollering. That's all I got to say about it.
All right.
Heard. So
okay.
You said jerk because she didn't join the right way. She said, hey, be quiet. Like, no, you should have been like, oh, y'all suck.
Mm-hmm.
Heard.
Yep.
Heard.
Spot on, buddy.
That part. All right. Jerk because you ain't say it the right way. That part.
Yep.
All right.
You
love you. Bye.
Later, man. You too. Peace. Good to hear from you.
Santino in Sheboygan's texting us. He says, morning. I just dealt with this at Soldier Field when my Lions beat the Bears. And so I wrote back and I said, and? Like, and? What's
you,
so? Who's
you
the
clap
jerk?
Back because you expect to clap, baby.
Right. What's the deal? Let's go to Jamie in Milwaukee next.
We know Jamie.
I know her. She's my old trainer from the Y back in the day. Hey, girl.
What up?
Heyo.
Hi, Jamie. All right. So she wants to know, Brianne, is she the jerk for saying something to the obnoxious Bulls fan? And by the way, go Packers this weekend.
Just to throw that in there.
But anyway,
different
go
cities,
on, Jamie.
But whatever.
Go on. I'm just saying the Chicago-Milwaukee rivalry is relevant right now, you know?
I mean, that's common going to sports. Yeah, you're going to have the heckling and everything.
You
but first
it.
Of all, this was a man who definitely has never lost a game. His parents always let him win.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's why he stood straight, like you said, and kept saying louder and louder, but wouldn't say it to her face. But secondly, I know dang well that woman was saying something. That husband said, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah,
she did the polite version, okay? She had the right to say what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Guess you can't take that from her, huh?
No, not the good. Anything, I felt she did it nice. That was a nice version.
See, and that's what I don't like. She did it nice. Why be nice and tell them, hey, grow up, be nice. No, bro, clap
She's
back.
Trying to do the, when they go low, you go high. And DC saying, no, I'm going to go
she
lower.
She held that on, and I know for a while that husband said, nope, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay, Robin Racine better get off our line. He said, she's a jerk. As a deep-rooted Bulls fan, there's more to this story. Us Bulls fans are kind-hearted. Okay.
Bye, Rob.
God-fearing patrons with the best fan base. I've even gotten into
tomatoes.
It with Cubs fans. Now you're full of it. Okay, bye. Okay, Jamie, I agree with you.
As rightfully so. TV, go kick rocks today.
I said not the jerk. Y'all can listen back on the Odyssey app, bro.
Nah, you were defending him. I was screaming in my car before you even picked my line. Love you guys.
All right. Bye. The non-sportsies not understanding. Heard.
Santino texted back and he said, I was about to kick the dude's butt because he was over the top, ! Which is kind of what it sounds like. He said, I didn't say anything to him because I knew that would fuel his anger. And being one of few in that area, I kept my peace.
All right.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't trying to get jumped.
Well, he's doing what the husband did. He's like, don't say anything. We're winning and, you know.
Let it go. Let bygones be bygones.
All right, we're split down the middle now. So let's pull up, get this, Megan in Waukesha. She is the neighbor of Mike in Waukesha. So now our regulars are sending referrals for more. This is hysterical.
I told you.
This is like a job application program now.
Welcome to the interview process.
Hi, Megan.
Morning.
Hello.
He said she's really funny. She got a southern accent, Allie. I'm going to tell her to call in. She listens all the time and hears me. I said, well, tell her to call in.
Let's hear the accent,
so,
Megan.
Hi, girl.
No, I do. I do almost call in every time, but my daughter snatches the phone and is like, no, don't.
Well, we need to hear from you more often because I hear that southern twang and I love it.
Well, Megan, what do you think? Is Brianne and Kenosha the jerk for saying something to the Bulls fan?
I would have to agree with ZZ. She's not the jerk. But I also I also agree with the guy that just texted in on his reasoning on why she's not the jerk.
Santino?
And why the dad did. Yeah, and why the husband said don't say anything. Because sometimes when you write a check, you got to be able to back it up.
Mm-hmm, got to cash that mug.
14-month-old baby. So she probably shouldn't have said anything if she wasn't ready to back it up.
Given the circumstances going, right, we are, you know, in enemy territory.
Well, Santino
maybe
said,
let it go.
You're right. One against 300. I ain't Sparta.
He said he ain't want to get jumped. I told you. Know your role, but you got to clap back a little
bit.
Wait,
I got a better question. Right. Hold on. Tito in Milwaukee asked DZ, what if she would have shushed him?
Tito.
That would have been great.
We talked about shushing on the show earlier this week. If you missed it, it was great.
Tito, you on my list now. Okay, Tito.
We found out that shushing is one of DZ's really pet peeves.
Yeah,
so,
I don't like it.
So, you know.
So, there we go. If you would have shushed me being too loud, that's a different problem.
Megan, it's nice to talk to you. If you want to try to get a theme song, try tomorrow for day two, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Oh, bye. Take care.
She said, will do.
Will do.
Okay. They said, y'all got Dolly Parton on.
I swear, don't we?
That's who she sounds like.
I love it.
All right. Fantastic. So, not the jerk, Brianne. I hope that answers your question. Thanks for writing in and doing it with your full name and full chest.
Said it with a chest, 10 toes.
Okay. We announced at 7 a.m. this morning, Bruno Mars is relaunching. He's got a new album. He's going on tour, and we're sending you to see him in Chicago. We still have tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. Those are coming up as well very soon.
But we're going to double up.
We're going to double up. So we're going to start with Bruno Mars tickets. You want to go see him in May 16th, mm-hmm. to be exact, at Soldier Field. You could win two tickets right now. If you are caller, let's go with, I'm just going to go with caller 40.
Whoa.
I know. We're mixing it up. We're changing the energy, DZ.
It feels good, though.
414-533-1037. Good luck. She was trying to talk to me off the air. I was like, hold on,
girl.
Hold on, we got things to do.
I
got to go on the air. She's like, I have a question. Okay, pull up Angela this morning, who's calling in Milwaukee.
Hey, morning, Angela.
South Milwaukee, to be exact.
Okay, get it right.
Morning.
Hey, ooh, you sound excited.
Hey, girl.
South Milwaukee's active, I see.
Uh-huh. What are you up to?
I'm taking my son to school right now.
Drop off.
How old is he?
6.
Oh, well, are you calling to go to a Bruno Mars concert that we announced this morning on the radio?
By chance, maybe?
I am.
Okay,
well, that sounds cool.
It sounds like a great concert. Right? I really am wishing you luck
tomorrow. I hope somebody wins them,
I'm kidding. Angela, you're going to see Bruno Mars!
Yay, I'm so excited!
First one in Milwaukee to get those tickets. He's launched a tour. He's got a new album coming out. Bruno, let's go.
How's it feeling? Angela?
I am so excited.
Are you excited to go to Soldier Field, ironically, after we talked about the Bulls fans today?
Oh, the irony.
Yes, I've actually never been there, so I can't wait.
Good. Well, now's a better reason.
Concerts are different environments. There's no enemy territory there, bro. Everybody's friends.
It's a fun time at Soldier Field. So, well, you're going to see Bruno Mars, you and whoever you want. Congratulations. He'll be at Soldier Field on May 16th. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Aw. So there you go. More Bruno tickets tomorrow. And we still have tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks. We're giving away Bucks tickets as well today.
You're not done.
So we're just going to push those a little bit.
Yeah, just wait.
And so there you go. Coming up on the show yet, we found out that a new group of women are having babies more than others, which surprised DZ and I both. We were shocked by this.
I was shocked.
How much pregnancy and having babies is trending? It's not a little surprising.
Not a bad shock, I guess, no. I would say either. I wouldn't say bad shock. It's just a surprising shock.
It's a surprising shock.
We're going to explain
that to you next because it's kind of crazy. So hold on. Oh, whatever. One thing about hot chocolate, and Ed the IT guy had to get all defensive about it, dude. I said, what are you, children? He goes, slow down, Allie. Because apparently we ran out of hot chocolate at the radio station, much like we run out of coffee. And he's like, I don't know who's blowing through the hot chocolate. I'm like, what are you, 5?
Yeah.
And so then Ed goes, slow down, Allie.
Some people don't like caffeine, coffee, but they still need a little warm drink.
Basically, the case is solved. Ed's the one blowing through the hot chocolate, everybody, if you were wondering. Anyway.
Ed is the 5-year-old.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got offended.
Yesterday, I was minding my own business, and then DZ sent me an article that almost made me fall over that we found very interesting.
I went, really now?
This is crazy. The number of people over 40 giving birth has surpassed teens for the first time ever.
I'm talking about history.
Fascinating, right?
And you think, for so long, the stigma around like the teen mom has been like, you're not supposed to have kids young. But then there's this weird catch 22 where as long as you're not like 16, 17, 18, 19 and up, you're like, you're gonna have kids. Go ahead. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as long as you're out of high school.
Because women are expected to have children early. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, it was like, you get married early, you get a husband, and you have babies.
Honest to God, I was the opposite. I knew I wanted children, but I did not want them till I was like at least 30. I had like things I wanted to do.
See?
I moved all over the country. I was focused on my career.
That part.
And there was just no way I wanted to be having kids early. You know what I mean? I was, so I get it. I was older. I had things I wanted to do.
I think there's a shift occurring and we might be experiencing it because, yeah, for the first time ever, women in their 40s are having more children than women in their teens. And you think, like, women in their teens, that's a teen mom. Yeah, but it's also a show on MTV, which no longer exists, right? Right. But it's a show because there's a real, I don't want to call it an epidemic, but there is a real group of people that have children young and almost think that that's what they're supposed to do.
I do feel you on that 100%. They have them really young. I mean, I was just talking to Jamie, who called in for Am I the Jerk. She has three kids and she's 31.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a kid yet when I was 31. You see what I'm saying?
My mom didn't have me until she was in her 30s.
See, my mom was 36. But they're saying just a few decades ago, so 20 years ago, which would be 2006. Let's just say 2006, okay? The idea of having a kid in your 40s was like unheard of.
And 20 years ago,
we would have. I remember when Janet Jackson had a baby at like 50 and we were like, what the hell? Like, how did that happen?
But tell me that there isn't something magical that happens with women that have children later in life. You see this like youth just enter their bodies. And sure, we understand through science now that women having babies later in life might not be the exact best. But anytime I've heard a story of a woman having a child later, whether it's 40s, 50s, something like that, you hear and you see and you're like, oh, she's glowing. She brought all this. Hair grew crazy.
Is that
nails.
What they say about? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't have any kids in my 40s. I'm kidding. Is that what they say about us old moms?
But you always see mother that's older and it's like, oh, a child will bring that youth back out of you and, you know, and put some youth back into you. And maybe there's some science behind that that is saying that, all right, maybe when you are going through, and I say this as a man, so here I go mansplaining something. Maybe there is some logic or science behind the premenopause, whatever days where if you get pregnant, that might stop it, that might halt it, because then your body's hormones go into baby creation mode, not baby stopping mode.
You guys can text or call, and I see the phones are already ringing, 414-533-1037. Listen to this text. Brittany in Menominee Falls said, hear me out. Are the people in their 40s not grown-up teens? Okay, Brittany. She said, are gap children more of a thing now? Brittany, come on. What the heck?
Yo, Brittany's kind of funny,
screw
bro.
Screw it. Let's go to the phones.
Who are we hitting?
Well, we'll go to 3, your lucky number. Why not? Dude. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Lindsay from Muskego.
Oh, we know you, girl. Let's get you
girl,
right.
Girl, hold on. We got to play your song because you called 5 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, Lindsay, you're a mom. I know that. But
I'm currently over 40, going to be 41 next Saturday. I'm pregnant.
Ooh, I didn't know you were pregnant.
You having
40,
a baby?
At 41. Hell yeah.
Girl, so
my ovaries are still working.
I had him come at 34. He was supposed to come at 35, but he came early, so that was 34.
But hold on.
That's okay. That's okay.
Did you need help with 41, or were you able to do it without IVF or anything? You just got pregnant. My friend got pregnant at 42.
Yeah.
Carrie. You know Carrie.
Yeah, I know Carrie.
Oh, she's probably mad I just said her age on the air. Whoops, but you know what I mean. So they're saying that for the first time ever, the number of people over 40 giving birth has surpassed teens. So that's what we're talking
Lindsay's
about.
Lindsay's an example. Yeah. She said, bruh, I'm pregnant right meow in my 40s. Yes, facts.
I mean, a lot of us are waiting until we're established in our careers.
That part.
Education. Same thing I said.
That part.
Same also, thing I said.
It's harder to meet people now, I feel.
Touche.
Like, even my friends who aren't, they don't have kids yet.
They're not coupling up younger. They're either, it's like you said, DZ, they're either together since like high school.
Already.
Or they're dating all through their 20s and 30s, lost as hell, and can't find the mate for them because the dating culture is so crazy now.
I wouldn't say lost. You know, I just go, you know, focused on your own. And now that you do want a relationship, you're finding out that, oh man, you might not be able to find one as easy as you thought.
Finding a person who's, you know, got their ass together.
It's one thing to build and get something and establish something with somebody, but then when you choose to establish something by yourself, you're going to look for somebody that also has already established something by themselves, and that's few and far between.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Fewer and far in between.
I feel that. I do feel that. Okay, well, Lindsay, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
One last thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? There is a study that shows if you have kids later in life, you live longer, which makes sense because you're staying younger and
that's
active
a lie.
For longer periods.
No, my
that's
kids
what
are
I was trying
me.
To get at,
my
Lindsay.
My kids are killing me. You're a liar. How, I'm just kidding.
How, no, having having kids later. Having kids later, she said.
Yeah, I know.
So how are you feeling as right now pregnant, right? Like, are you feeling good? Are you feeling different? Old. You feeling younger?
I feel old, but I feel good.
You know what I think? I think that when the kids were little in my mid-30s, I was felt old.
Yeah.
And now that my kids are teens, I feel young again, if that makes any sense. Because their youngness makes me young. So, like, when Hudson's bumping Tyler, the Creator, I'm like, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, your kids keep you young.
They keep you young.
The younger you have them, the younger they keep you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the older you have them, the younger they keep you is what I meant to say.
Exactly. Yes, all right, sir. Lindsay, actually, can you hold on? I got to talk to you off the air. Don't go anywhere, okay? I need to ask you something. Okay, cool.
Hold on.
All right, we're talking about how for the first time ever, the number of people over 40 giving birth has surpassed teens, and we're going to talk to you about this next. Ed, the IT guy, just said, we should call my mom. She had me at 45.
I'm not going to lie. I tend to agree. Can you get your mom on the line,
jeez,
like right now?
Ed, I didn't know. Maybe you've told us that, and I just forgot.
You told us this before?
Did I know this?
Probably.
He has, and I just forgot.
I don't know.
So your mom was 45.
Yeah. So
were
she
accident?
100%. Product of, like, literally, like, a one-month relationship.
Whoa. Okay, then.
Probably shouldn't say that, but...
Well, I mean, but they still love you anyway.
They're still together. My parents, they make it work somehow.
Okay,
in their
good.
Dysfunctional way ever. So, you know.
In their most dysfunctional
way. Listen, Ed, your parents have called into the show before, and they were funny, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
I think we still got that voice message somewhere in the,
they left
the docket, you know?
A voice message. They were the funniest. We're talking about how the number of people over 40 giving birth has surpassed teens for the first time. This is fascinating, I think. But as a society, it's not surprising women are waiting longer to get married, have babies. And Lindsay and Muskego had a great point, which was, it's also harder to meet people, so you're getting, if you get married at all. I mean, I know so many women in their early 30s, and Ed, you're single, I think, now, and you're 30. I meet a lot of women around your age nowadays who are like, screw it, I'm at home in my apartment because I can't find a guy.
Ed's face said, you meet a lot of women my age? Why don't you lob them, bro?
They go on a date, and they're like, there's just not a guy, you know? They're looking, but they can't find it.
Ed's trying to hang out with you more now. He said, Dan, you know women my age? Okay. Put me on.
I mean, I know a few. Not that many, but, you know, Ed. So anyway.
Ed, don't get too excited.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, let's go to the phones because we're talking about having kids later. Misty's in Pewaukee. Let's start with her.
Morning, Misty.
Hi, Misty.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What do you think about this?
I love it. I was 41 when I had my daughter. I'll be 48 this year, and she'll be 7. And it's the best thing ever. Like, I can just give her a better life. Like, I did me.
I like that.
You have more money. You're more established. Yes. Your career's in a better spot. Versus if she was 20, she would have been broke, calling mom and dad.
So mama ain't got no regrets. Misty's saying, I'm ready for Misty mama time. You know what I'm saying? Misty did her mischief. Now Misty's going to mama.
Yes. You got it. Yep. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. Thanks for calling in. Were you trying to get pregnant at 41, by the way? I like asking
good
question.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
So it's funny because we got married and then we're like, well, we're older. If it happens naturally, great. If it doesn't,
whatever.
You know, then whatever.
Wasn't in the cards.
And the first time, boom.
Boom.
I was like, no way.
Oh, it was in the cards.
Good for you, for real, though. Because honestly, you know, sometimes.
Match is a match. A win is a win.
And how many times have you heard the story? It's like, I waited because I was focused on my profession and I waited too long and now guess what? I can't. And that's sad, bro. That's sad. So great job, man. I mean, not that you had like much to do with it, but biology did you a favor, girl.
Congrats on getting pregnant at 41. Right, that's amazing.
For real, for real.
Amazing. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later, Misty.
Okay. Sounds good. Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Love you. Go to Megan and Muskego next, talking about how for the first time ever, women having kids over 40 has surpassed teens having kids.
Morning.
And we were talking about it. Hey, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What do you think?
For real.
So I just thought, I found this very interesting because my mom, I don't have any kids yet. I'm 30, but we're going to try hopefully in a couple years. But my mom had kids in her late 20s and then had my brother at 39, almost 40.
Okay.
And what does she say?
So my mom is very, like, I feel like it definitely made them, like, almost feel younger, having a younger kid when she, like, because I'm 30, my brother's 27, almost 28, and my other brother's 18. So there's a 10-year gap.
Well, it's like how I think I'm cool when I'm with my kids. I'm like, yeah, I'm cooler than you.
But does it not keep you cooler than some of the parents you know that have kids that are not that age, young?
Some of the people I know that are parents are real squares, and I said what I said, and I'm like, you're such a prude, square, boring, you got so unfun when you became a parent. Like,
don't be uncool.
Don't be all uncool, man.
And they
cool.
being uncool. And nobody's saying you got to be your kid's
best
friend.
Be a parent,
but when you have a younger child, the trends The 6'7". Why you think the adults took 6'7"? Because them kids and our kids were keeping us young, and we attached ourselves to that, right?
In fairness, social media keeps you young too.
Ding,
because
ding, ding.
You have exposure to a lot more things you wouldn't have had exposure to in whatever age group. We can get everything now. So
fair.
Well, that's so cool.
My mom and dad are going to be 58, and my brother's just turned 18. So, like, they're almost 60 and have a kid that's, like, you know, just getting out of high school.
Barely out of high school.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, and then they have me and my brother who are 30 and, you know, almost, you know, a couple years from 30. So
grown and doing their own thing.
Yeah, they would have been empty nesters probably 10 years ago.
Right. Right.
There's pros and cons, I guess we could say. Because, sure, now people in their 40s that have older kids are now looking at, well, I could retire in like 10 and go live my life for the next, 50 years. Or, hopefully 50 years. But back end.
It's like I said to you, DZ, you never think you're at the end of your life.
No.
So no matter how old you are, when you're 40, 30, 50, 70, you still think you got a long time to live. Nobody's going, I'm about to die.
It's
like, you feel like you have lots of time.
It's always the beginning of the next chapter, right? That part.
Yes.
And it's, I guess kids just change where you are in that chapter in your life. Like how young you're going to be in your 40s depends on how young your kids are when you're in your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be an old parent if your kids are teens.
It's up to you. Go to the gym with me.
Go to the gym with me.
Act like you're younger than you are.
Really, though, mess around. Enjoy life, bro.
And live your life.
If you have kids later, bro, fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Megan. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Bye.
Last but not least, Allison's in Racine. We're talking about how people are having more people are over 40 having kids than teens now.
For the first time ever.
Trending up, you know?
Historic.
Not surprising, but nobody's really said it out loud like that yet, you know?
Interest. That's a good way to put it. Not surprising, but just interesting, because it's like, wow, really?
It is interesting. It's not surprising, but interesting. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's lost 111 pounds, everybody. Let's
probably
go.
Probably more by now, girl. Uh-huh.
Ow. All right. What do you think of this?
Okay, so I have mainly seen this trend based on my Facebook feed.
Okay.
Because every single person that I went to high school with is finally having kids.
Oh.
Now.
And how old are you?
She said finally.
Yeah. I am 40. I just turned 45.
See?
And I would say in the last 3-4 years, half of my friends are having second babies or their first babies.
Wow.
So it's very interesting to me. I will say this because I look at it, our daughter is 19. She's about to be 20.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact, and it might have something to do with that I got healthy, but I love the fact that she makes me feel so young and watching her become. I love being able to experience young adulthood
with
her.
You get to re-experience things through your children. I completely agree. Learning things again, teaching them something new, showing them something new. It is really cool to see something through someone's eyes for the first time, because we forget what it's like.
And when you still got the energy, because you're young, you still got the energy to teach them hands-on, not go, give you a rubric, but you gotta figure it out yourself.
I was 35. What was I? 33 and 35, I think, when I had Owen and Hudson, right? So I was right in the middle. I wouldn't consider myself old or young, just right in the middle,
same.
Right?
Yeah.
But I kind of like having teens in my 40s. And a lot of my friends, their teens are gone now, Like, I have friends from high school who had them at 20.
Yeah.
And their teens are in college and graduating. And I'm like, nah, it's different phases, but it keeps me young.
Keeps
I'm with
you
Allison.
Young.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
It does. It does. So I just, in my opinion, right now, would I want to have a kid? Hell no.
Amen, girl. Amen.
Well, that's at any point in time. Like, you know what I mean? Even when you're ready for it.
Depends on if we're, ovulating that. We might be in the mood that day. You never know.
Fair. Let me stop talking.
I'm just keeping it real. Guess whose mom's on the phone?
That's so Wes, not mine.
It's not mine either.
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm.
Guess whose mom called into the radio station, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Ed, the IT guy, your mom's on the phone.
Hey-o!
How do you feel about that, Ed?
Horrified.
We got Mama Ed on the line.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi, I am super well. Thank you so much. How are you?
We're good. We love your son. Thank you for donating him to us from Boston. I'm sure you miss him, but we like to terrorize him in a fun way, and we love working with him.
I'm sure she's actually glad to not have him around every single day. He looks like one of those kids.
Yeah, true.
You hear that laugh? Yeah. I knew I was right.
Well, and we remember when you left a voice message many months ago for an Am I the Jerk, and one of my favorite lines when you and his father had left a message saying, I'm sorry we failed you, Ed. I was like, oh, that is the best.
Where did I fail you? Yes.
That was the best mom line. I use that on my kids all the time now. To talk about the best line ever.
It hurt me hearing you say it to him. I was like, dang, I failed Erica too.
So sorry I failed you. Well, anyway, we wanted to get you on the phone because we were just talking about how the number of people over 40 giving birth has surpassed teens for the first time ever. And Ed told us you're the poster woman for that, and you would love to call in and talk to us.
Coincidentally, we had him in here at the time, and he went, you know, my mom had me in her 40s.
Yeah.
And we went, oh, snap.
Erica, you were 45 when you had this guy?
Yes, just a couple of weeks shy of my 45th birthday,
A few weeks.
How did you feel about having a kid at 45? Like, did you think it was better or worse than having a kid younger?
Genuinely. Pretend like he's not here.
I truly know that it was better for my child that I was older because my first two poor babies suffered terribly. But as I matured and was more cognizant of just appreciating the process, you know.
That part.
When you're very young, you want everything perfect. You want your children perfect.
Yeah.
Not that Ed is imperfect. I'm not saying that.
Well, no, we know he's not. It's okay.
What I'm saying is that the demands a parent puts on their child, I think when they're younger, as a parent, is different than what your expectations are.
A little more relaxed.
You're more relaxed. You're more...
That makes sense. My older sister, my sister's 8 years older than me, and I feel like she's got way more emotional trauma from my father. By the time they got to me, I got a little bit of it. Because they were so tired.
Not as much.
They were so tired, you know?
You got your fair share, though.
Can't you tell by knowing me? Jeez. I mean, but anyway, so back to Erica. Ed, the IT guy's mom's on the phone. She had Ed at 45. How did you feel about having a mom that had you at 45, Ed? Did you even know?
In the womb, I wasn't aware of that.
That makes sense.
As you got older,
kids, moms, different ages, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, my whole life, everyone's like, when they would find out how old my mom was, if I was, you know, I guess when I was like 15 and my mom's like 60, they'd be like, what? Your mom's 60? Because she doesn't look it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why didn't I get those good genetics? Like, well,
she couldn't give you everything, okay?
I guess.
She had to keep a little something for herself.
You sucked it all out, dude. There was no beauty left.
Nothing left to give you, my boy. She had to keep a little bit.
That's interesting. Yeah. You didn't feel embarrassed about that, did you? Because I remember people thinking my dad was my grandpa. Just because he looked old. He wasn't any older than my mom. And they were in their 50s.
He just looked old. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it was... Well, another thing, too, is like all my friends, their moms were, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 years younger than my mom.
Yeah.
So my mom also became their therapist.
That was my next question.
Dude, Erica...
She was Mama Bear to all these new moms.
I was going to bring this up. Erica, how was that making mom friends? Because I see this all the time where either I'm meeting moms in their like 20s who are starting, or it's like they're the older, you know what I mean? There's no in between.
How did it feel?
Did you make friends with the other moms?
Were you just like the mentor to everybody? The mom tour?
I will say this, that I have friends that are all younger than me. And some are, one or two are a little older than me, but the majority, I would say 99%, are younger than I am. Eric, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about my oldest son.
Well, she forgot your name.
Classic.
You'd be calling the babies the other baby's name.
It's like I call my youngest daughter by my oldest daughter's name, so it's a constant battle.
I do that too, Erica. I always go, Hudson, Owen.
Sammy, Danny, Sammy, yep. Hampton, that's our dog.
You're not alone.
Makes me feel better. But anyway, so what was the question?
Oh my God, I love your mom so much.
Were you the mom mentor?
She
friends?
Is me. I am her. Yes,
wait,
girl.
You asked if I was a mentor to the younger moms. Actually, no, because I think the younger moms already had children Ed's age and maybe a little bit older, and I was not there to guide them or give them advice. I was okay. I mean, people just accepted me. And Tom, Ed's dad, is 10 years younger than me.
Look at you, cougar. Ed, the IT guy's mom, pulled a guy 10 years younger.
Erica,
let's go.
A lot of things Ed didn't want to share
with us about you.
Now I know why he didn't want to leave the room when we talked to you.
He wouldn't let us talk to you alone.
Okay,
he said that
sugar.
To us.
Okay.
the reason I brought that up was because together, when we were together, and even now, nobody thinks I'm 10 years older than him.
I see what you're saying.
They think he's 10.
They didn't know.
Like, oh, look, Ed's mom looks like his grandmother. No, that never happened.
She's like, I don't look good. Okay?
She said, I don't look like a granny today. Dog, what you talking about?
Did you ever?
Boston don't break, baby.
Final question, Erica, about having a kid at 45, a.k.a. you had Ed, the IT guy.
Yeah.
Our guy is. Were you ever just like, I'm too old for this once he came out and he was like 5 or 6? Like, ooh. As you got older, were you like, I'm too old for this?
Never. Never. I actually, I enjoyed every single moment. I really did. It was like.
I wish we could say the same when we work with him, but it's hit and miss, you know?
We want to send him back to you some days. It's okay, but it's okay. We keep him.
Your mom is so fun. Hey, Erica, thanks for calling in.
Oh, my God, that is so funny. Yeah, but no, I literally did enjoy every moment. I cannot say. The first, we were living in a cottage in Illinois at the time. He was born in Chicago.
What? Oh, yeah. Ed's leaving things out, apparently. That
I told you this.
You probably did, but anyway, go on, Erica.
So Ed's in witness protection. Got it.
And I can tell you, honestly, those first 8 years in that cottage with Ed were probably the best years of my life.
Look at you, Abraham Lincoln.
I'm not saying that after the 8 years it went downhill. That's not what I'm implying.
Once y'all got to Boston.
We lived in that particular cottage for 8 years and then moved into a house that we had purchased. But those first 8 years were so serene and so mellow and, you know.
Ed, look at you. Your mom is just gassing you up right now. Ed, the IT guy's mom's on. She had him at 45 and she said he was a great kid.
She really wanted him to find another girl ASAP, dog. She's going to say, like, she's really gassing him up for the ladies.
Trying to get the women to hear this in case. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He loves taking long walks on the beach. Yep.
He definitely was always a good kid. I never had any issues. I've never seen Ed.
Now Ed's embarrassed.
Really angry. Except once.
I love this.
When was the once? When did he get angry?
I want to hear this.
Angry once?
When he turned 17 and got his license, he wanted to get this white Mustang.
Oh, my God. We don't need to tell the Mustang.
No.
Yes, we do.
Mama.
Listen, we have to give away Bucks tickets, but we have 3 minutes. So go ahead and tell us the story.
Milwaukee
if you don't
after
mind.
Mustang.
Yes, go on.
You know
what's the story?
Sometimes on impulse, you'll say yes, and then you regret it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did on impulse say, yeah, Ed, you can buy the Mustang. And then when I talked to his dad about it, we both realized this was not a good idea. So I turned around and I had to tell him that, no, we changed our minds. He could not buy the white Mustang.
No.
For the first time in 17 years, I saw Ed upset.
Oh, my God. He is a serial killer. He's going to snap.
He hit you with the, I hate you, Mom. You don't love me. You want me to hate my life forever.
Ed, do you remember this moment?
I didn't until now.
Isn't it funny?
Deleted that from my brain.
I bet. Yeah.
Put it in a box.
I bet. Uh-huh. Was he disrespectful, Erica, when Ed found out he couldn't get the Mustang?
Not disrespectful. Just he got loud. He raised his voice and he was,
Ed yelled.
Edward.
Wow.
Edward.
Yeah. Wow. It was a shocker only because I'd never seen him that agitated.
Did you ever apologize to your mother for that?
Did they ever apologize to me for not letting me?
That's not the question.
Okay, I'm kidding. I'm sure I did. I apologized to you guys, right?
Mom?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, now's the time, man.
I doubt it.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not about getting mad because you told me I could buy a car that I couldn't buy.
Thank you, Ed. We can do an apology tour. I mean, let's start 2026 with an apology tour.
I heard that dig in there.
God, that's so funny.
All right. Well, again, thanks for calling, Erica. Ed, the IT guy.
Thank you. Thanks for hearing me out. And thank you for loving my son so well.
Well, Erica? Let's not get crazy.
Yeah,
Erica. We like him.
But you know the number now. Call anytime, please.
I have the phone number.
Save it.
Erica, call us when Ed's not around. It's his worst nightmare. We can't wait to talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
There a couple of years ago, I said, can we go to your radio station? And he said, Mom, I've only been working there a little while. I can't bring you in there.
Are you kidding me?
Open invite.
You asked and he said no?
It was like 3 months into working here. I wasn't ready. Jerk.
Mom, we'll fly you out if he won't. What?
Come visit.
What?
He always worries about what I'm going to say. That's the problem.
Well, then you are my spirit animal. You come to town anytime, Erica. You come to this radio station, okay? Okay.
Tell us what day you're free, girl.
Thank you so much for the open invite.
Bye, Erica. Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Your mom is so cool.
God, I love moms like that. She's such a mom, dude. She's such a mom. People say that about my mom. They're like, she's such a mom.
She's adopted me in her heart, so now I'm going to call her mom.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
And
I wasn't cool. asking.
Thanks
cool.
for letting us talk to your mom who had you at 45 and sharing the experiences, because for the first time ever, people over 40 giving birth surpasses teens, and that's what we've been talking about.
Your mom's a real legend, dog.
She's funny. And I still do use that line on Owen and Hudson, the, I'm sorry I failed you. Like, instead of yelling, now I say that to make them feel like crap.
We're not there yet. I can't wait.
It's so good. They're
I can't
like,
wait.
You're not a bad mom. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. No. I failed you. I'm sorry. You wouldn't horrible have done that parents. If I was a good mom. They're like, Mom, we're so sorry.
If I taught you right, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's such a good twist on parenting when you're bored with the regular
ooh, I can't
parenting.
Wait.
Okay, you ready to give away these Milwaukee Bucks tickets?
Ooh, I couldn't wait. Yes,
holy.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're giving away tickets to see the Milwaukee Bucks. We had to push it back today because we announced Bruno Mars is coming right. to Chicago. We gave those away at 7:45.
That part.
Now we're giving away the Bucks tickets, and you're going to the game in February. If you are caller, we're going to say 26.
Right now.
Yes, 414-533-1037. Good luck, caller. What did I say?
26.
Good luck. Ooh, we got to give away these tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks game. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And DZ, you work for the Bucks. You're an in-game host.
In-game host. I'm there, I'd say, most home games, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say all because it's conditional to schedule. But yeah. If they're playing at the crib, I'm normally there cheering mm-hmm. the team on, doing what I do.
You
and that's
see them
hyping
on the court.
The crowd.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Glenn in Milwaukee this morning.
Robinson?
No.
Good morning, Glenn. What
not
up?
Robinson. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for calling. We have good news. You're going to see the Bucks, baby.
Hey, yo. Let's go, Wepa.
Wepa.
Glenn, you have got two tickets now to see the Bucks play Miami on February 24th. When's the last time you went to a Bucks game?
Oh, let's go. Last time I went to a Bucks game like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, bet. So you're a fan. Let's
so
go.
So I seat you already this season, fam.
I'm a real fan.
Did
DZ,
you see?
You do a great job too, man.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that.
What's
for
your
real,
favorite dog. Thing DZ does? Let's talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
DZ.
Yo, what?
I'm just kidding. No, make sure you say hi to him when you see him at the Bucks game. And congratulations, Glenn.
Thank y'all so much. Me and my wife are going to enjoy the game. We're going to have a perfect date night. Thanks to you guys.
Aww, man, you're welcome.
Thank you, man. And enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day, Glenn. Somebody will be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Go
have
Bucks.
A great day, guys.
Go Bucks. Go Bucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.